Talking today with Bryce Anderson of DTN. Bryce, let's talk about a couple of weather events going on right now. First of all, here in the southwestern part of the country, we've had kind of a strange event, some weather systems pushing from the East Coast, which is very unusual for us, and bringing cooler temperatures and a significant amount of moisture across a wide area of Oklahoma and Texas. How in the world do these things kind of pop up on us?
Ron, it is really a unique chain of events that led to the weather pattern that we've got over the southwestern plains going on. And a lot of it has to do with the fact that there was upper atmosphere ridging or high pressure out of the Gulf Coast and the southeastern U.S. that was for a while combining with another large high from Southern California and Arizona to, kind of bring some pretty hot weather to much of the southern half of the country here not too long ago, about a couple weeks ago. And actually, those two highs then split. And we had a cool frontal boundary that slid through the Great Lakes here middle part of last week, the week after the 4th of July. There was a little ripple on that that formed a little area of low pressure that in a normal circumstance would have just kept on working east. But not only did the high pressure kind of tear apart a little bit, but then there was a portion of the southeast U.S. high that relocated northward right along the New Jersey coast. That then forced that disturbance from that old cold front from Pennsylvania and West Virginia southwest. And the result has been this kind of real welcome moisture that we've seen with the impetus of that low pressure as it worked out of the Ohio Valley and then into the southwestern plains. There was an inflow of Gulf of Mexico moisture moving northwestward. So there was the opportunity then for the rain to form. And it certainly has, along with the milder temperatures. So even places like a little bit farther north in southwest Kansas that haven't had the rain have at least had a break in temperatures. And so it's been a real welcome chain of events for sure.
I know at the same time, even as we've gotten a little bit below normal, I know that I saw one indication that, for example, Wichita Falls had its lowest high temperature ever for July yesterday at 70 degrees. I guess even as we've had that, a lot of the Corn Belt's been baking.
They really have, and especially in the western Corn Belt. I would say, actually, Ron, from just west of Peoria, kind of around west central Illinois, Galesburg, Illinois, on west, it has been very warm to hot and definitely dry. In that western half of the Corn Belt, it seems kind of strange, but after being so wet during the springtime, ever since about the end of June, so basically now for almost 2.5 weeks, that part of the region has had mostly less than 25% of normal rainfall. And we had a lot of crops that were seeded, corn and soybeans, going in some very wet soils. There was the fear that if conditions turned off on the dry side, that the root development would be less than favorable for bringing crops along, and we have started to see that. And so there was a fair amount of crop rating slippage in Iowa and Nebraska during this past week. The Iowa corn rating went down a couple points. Nebraska went down 5 points. Kansas went down almost 10 points in terms of that good to excellent corn rating. So there's now becoming a very tangible concern about how well this corn crop is going to perform going into what is going to be the prime time for its pollination, considering how late the crop was planted this year.
I guess when you have a late crop, there's always these kind of fears that we might get into these type of situations with heat, the July-August heat.
Yeah, there really is. And July is a month when there can be that kind of extreme heat no matter what. And the thing is, we really can't rule out August either because we're going to have a lot of corn in the Midwest pollinating in the time frame between about July 20th and August the 1st. And in terms of the latent heat that the Earth absorbs and so forth during the spring and summer, there can be some terrifically hot temperature periods during that late July, early August time frame. And that's why we think about corn pollination as being something that would be better taken care of in late June through about maybe the first 10 days or so of July.
I guess at this point, as we look at weather patterns, what do you see? Do you see, is this heat wave that we've got across a good, about the western half of the Corn Belt, is that going to linger on for a while, or what do you see?
Well, the temperatures are going to moderate, and thinking about the temperature pattern for the next week and a half or so, we're going to see a lot of readings basically in the middle to upper 80s to the low 90s. And so in a typical circumstance, that's not really too bad. That's very warm, but it's certainly not out of the ordinary at all. The big issue is going to be on the dry side, because it really does look like the western Corn Belt from central Illinois on west is going to stay pretty much below normal on rainfall during the next 10 days. And it basically takes us to about July the 26th, 27th, in that neighborhood into the latter part of the month of July. And I think that, Ron, I think that's really where the big issue is going to be, is this lack of any real timely rain to kind of take some of the stress off these crops. We have seen corn leaves start to roll, kind of start to wither a little bit, even with temperatures in the upper 80s, which is that's not the way things ought to be at all. And so it's that lack of moisture that's going to start showing up. And as hard as it is for me to get my head around, there could be some recurrence of drought conditions assessed in the western Corn Belt in the next 10 days or so if these rains do not materialize. And so we're at a point now where we are watching for the effectiveness of individual shower and thunderstorm cells to see how well they hold together.
Talking weather with a former farm broadcast friend of ours, Bryce Anderson, now meteorologist with the DTN folks, based out of Omaha. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.